How does a Hawaiian person let you know your joke is funny? They give you aloha.
Oh my god, bro.
Trying L&L Hawaiian barbecue out here in Rockville, Maryland. I'm trying Hawaiian today. We're in the mood for something new. Why not give Hawaiian a try? We got some of their popular items, and we're gonna see if L&L Hawaiian barbecue ate that. Let's get into it. We're gonna start out with the musubi trio. Decently sized musubi there. Spam musubi first. Musubi is just a killer snack. If you're not on the spam train, get there. The sweet glaze underneath complements the salty spam perfectly. I do wish the spam was cut a little thicker. Chicken katsu next. I wish the chicken was salted a little bit more just because that sauce is so sweet. Barbecue chicken in here for the last one. This one might be my favorite. They're definitely using chicken thighs to keep that chicken nice and moist. This one I'm crushing. Up next, chicken katsu sando. Looks like a nicer version of McChicken. Decent sized patty on its own. You got the nice crispy fried chicken. We're gonna sauce it up though. We got a side of their curry, so we're gonna put that on there. The warmth of the curry spices. What was a solid chicken sandwich, this adds another dimension and level to it. I will say if you get the sandwich, you should get a side sauce. With the mayo, it just tastes regular. And the last thing we got is a half and half plate where you get two proteins and two of their sides, essentially. We're gonna start with what looks the least exciting. Fries, their buns. Let's go with the chicken. I believe this is the same chicken. Not overly sweet. It reminds me of that Sarku Japan chicken at the mall. Crispy hibachi sear on top with a little bit of a sweeter profile, but hey, I'm digging it. Barbecue short rib next. This is where it's at. That sweet soy marinade pairs perfectly with the beef. Looks like a bulgogi-esque marinade. It is kind of a bummer that there's only one piece of this in here. Let's go for the mac salad. That's nice. The mayo flavor's there, but it's definitely not overwhelming. In hindsight, I get two scoops of that instead of these whack-ass fries. Whew, I ate, but did L&L? Let's talk about it. Flavor-wise, I think my favorite bite came from the half and half platter with the barbecue spare rib and the mac salad. I'm vibing with this. I'm gonna give it a 4.2 out of 5. Price-wise, I think you're getting the hook up here. The amount of food I got for $40, stoked. 4.4, that's an 8.6. I ate and L&L Hawaiian barbecue, you guys ate that as well. If you're looking for something new, but not super risky, Hawaiian food is a great place to start. I would definitely recommend giving these guys a try. As always, like and follow me for more food reviews, and I'll catch you in the next one. And to my aters and my haters, peace.